wanted to read their Bibles more than they ever wanted to in their lives before. Come on. Come on. Is that good fruit? Being drunk really produces good fruit. Come on. I tell you. Not only that, these people, Carol Berg now has gone out for years. She quit her nursing job and she goes to the nations. Just people get filled and filled, go out and just do exploits for the Lord. Just little old people that, you know, don't have a title, don't have anything, but got filled to overflowing with the presence of God, and he spills them out into the highways and the byways. Wow. Now, people came also because they heard there was power there, and they didn't fare so well. Things happened that weren't good in their churches. Where they came with wrong motivations, where they came to get power so that they could look good, so that they could build bigger and better, whatever. If they came with those kinds of wrong motives, things did not go well for them. Because you see, God is a God of the heart. He looks at the motivations of your heart. He is a God of love. First and foremost. And he wants that motivation to be love. He wants that motivation. He wants to fill us and love us and know, like that young man did, that he is no longer an orphan, that he is a joint heir with Jesus, that he has all heavenly things at his disposal. He'll never be the same again. And that's what we found. People fell in love with the living God. You know, people say, oh, it's just all about experience. I'm going a little bunny trail here for a second. It's all about experience. You people, you're just after experience. Well, let me tell you something. Look in the Bible. Read the Bible. The whole Bible is the experiences of people. Hello? Come on. The story of Joseph, the story of Peter, the story of Paul, the story of Ruth, the story of Gideon. Come on.